Some Iraqis wish Saddam Hussein was still in power. Among them, an army officer, a widow, and a family of rural tribesmen. All are Sunni Muslims, like Saddam, and were assured of a minimum of privilege and patronage under his rule. And while each of them suffered under the ousted regime, they nonetheless are nostalgic for Saddam and fiercely opposed to the American occupation. NPR's Ann Garrels spoke to them.
Colonel Abdulaziz al-Kuwaisi fought the Americans until the end. It was only when Baghdad fell that he took off his uniform, left his post, and went home. His nostalgia for the regime may seem contradictory. He describes defending a regime where security services abused Iraqis. He says Saddam executed generals who warned him the Iraqi army was unable to defend the country against the Americans. And he says the military command lied to him during battles with U.S. forces, putting him and his troops in unnecessary danger. Still, Colonel Kuwaisi says better Saddam than the American occupying forces. Now 50, half his life was spent serving Saddam.
Saddam Hussein.
He says the name of Saddam is etched in his consciousness. It's not easy to let go. Like hundreds of thousands of other soldiers and security officers, he's especially angry about the U.S. decision to dissolve the old army.
I'm now staying home, unemployed. That's because of the coalition. I'm at home.
Although he says he's not taking part in attacks against Americans, he acknowledges he sympathizes with the resistance. In another Baghdad neighborhood, Hawa nurses her 5-month-old baby son. He was born in March during the war. Her husband, an aide to Saddam's son Uday, never lived to see the child. He was killed in the bombing while guarding Uday. Hawa feared Uday. She says her husband was selected to work for him because of tribal ties and that he had no choice. She describes Uday's cruelty.
I was with my sister at the Al-Rashid Hotel for a reception. We went to the bathroom and passed Uday along the way. We saw him shoot a woman point blank in the head.
But she insists Saddam was different from his sons, and she still longs for him.
Because at least he protected our rights in the country and security. At least I didn't live in this poverty.
The new freedoms the U.S. keeps talking about mean nothing to her. She's been thrown out of her government house by disgruntled Iraqis and now rents 2 modest rooms, surviving on the handouts of relatives and friends. Outside of Baghdad, around Saddam's hometown to the north, the flat plain stretch as far as the eye can see. Girls removed from school by age 9 tend flocks of goats and sheep. The men work the rich land. Members of the Mashidani tribe follow a rural way of life that has changed little over the centuries. 5 brothers with their wives and 36 children share a modest house. They too had a tense relationship with Saddam. He sanctioned the confiscation of a large part of their land, and when tribesmen protested, 3 of their own were executed. Yet, as Sunnis, they were also among the chosen, recruited to be members of Saddam's elite Republican Guard. Sitting cross-legged on the floor, 32-year-old Rashid calls Saddam a real leader who could control this fractious country.
We cannot expect good things in the future.
It's more than just nostalgia. Rashid and his brothers resent the return of exiles who make up a large number of the U.S.-appointed governing council.
They cannot lead the country. All resolutions they have taken so far are incorrect.
They believe the U.S. is determined to undermine Islam.
We have seen many bad changes. They have opened bars. You can even see alcohol being sold in the streets.
Though the brothers say they have not taken up arms against the Americans, they confirm they would shelter those who are. While few in Iraq have yet to see concrete gains with the American occupation, these are among those who feel they have definitely lost. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Al-Tarmiyah.